We've walked out to Colonial Drive here, just a short block away from Alafaya Trail with Elizabeth Plater Zyberg. So, Elizabeth, looking at this arterial road here, State Highway, what would you do to change this to make it more friendly? Because right now it's kind of uninviting.
Well, you know, this is clearly not one of the places that would or could in the future become a downtown. In sprawl repair, there will always be automobile-oriented places where large properties are largely commercial and traffic is trying to get to other places. So two things can be done for arterials like this. One is they can be made more beautiful. Landscape would help, trees, shade. The places that pedestrians do use, there is a bicycle path here, for instance, but the bus bench is sitting out there in the lawn right next to the traffic. One might think of making a bus pull-off so that the pedestrian who uses the bus would have a more comfortable place, maybe a shelter. And then one could probably alleviate the function if all of these commercial properties had an interconnected system of pavement for driving so that you could go between the big intersections if you had to make two stops and you would be off the main traffic. So in effect, a kind of frontage road that would be developed out of the properties.
So you wouldn't say necessarily try to transform State Road 50 into a boulevard or something?
Well, part of what I'm describing is that it would turn into a big boulevard. The kind of urban node that the new urbanists look to as a way of densifying the suburbs, making areas more compact, walkable, and transit-friendly would probably be occurring at several-mile intervals along Route 50. I don't know well enough to propose exactly where that would happen. And it may, in fact, happen in one quadrant of a large intersection because, of course, these roads are important to the region for through traffic. So, yes, this could become a beautiful boulevard. It could become more functional for both the transit that does use it as well as the vehicles that use it short and long distance. And this, in fact, looks like it might have a wide enough right-of-way that one day it could receive a dedicated transit lane, whether it's a bus or a trolley.